So, to offer a few instructions before the meditation, one of the sometimes associations people have with meditation is that you're supposed to fixate the attention, the mind, on some object. And fixating the mind tenses the mind. And getting absorbed, getting concentrated, works much better if we don't fixate the mind. Analogy or simile or example for this is if you look at something and like a little spot, a dot maybe in front of you on the floor or something, and then keep your eyes fixated on that spot, not wavering from it one moment, just completely staying just with that. It actually puts a strain on the eye. The eyes are kind of designed to float in their sockets. And so to actually look at something and let eyes kind of just roam around it is what the eyes will naturally do, just kind of roaming just a little bit. Even if it's a small little area, they'll just kind of roam. I don't know if you've seen, they have these eye tracking devices that then, you know, on a piece of paper show you where your eye has traveled, and it's, you see this kind of gentle going up and down in figure eights or something like that. And so sometimes with our inner attention that we use, it can be the same way, that we're trying really hard to stay with something and just hold it there and not leave, and it puts a strain on the mind, that the way the mind also wants to work, it kind of has a rhythm of being at paying attention, being floating around, being with something and letting it drift from here to there, and not far away, just like even with the breathing, just staying close to the breath, but not fixating on it. And one of the things that supports this is this idea that our lives, our daily life, our moment-to-moment life, our lifetime life, is made up of rhythms, comings and goings, and waves that come and go. And so, like on retreat, there's the rhythm of day and night, being awake and going to sleep. There's the rhythm of the meals coming. Sometimes they come not often enough. Sometimes they come too quick, too fast. But this rhythm, the meals, and then after the meal, and then beginning of the next kind of period, and then next meal. So that's a kind of a rhythm. There's a rhythm of the sittings and walks. Sittings come and sittings go. Walking meditations come, they go. There's a rhythm between sitting and then walking and sitting. There's a kind of a rhythm, too, with the breaks after the meals. There's the rhythms of, when you sit down here in the hall, of the whole 45 minutes, the whole period. It's a journey. There's an unfolding that happens. Some of the rhythms are within it. There's the rhythm of the breathing. And the rhythm, and what's when the breathing is something that's shifting and changing. It has its own rhythm. Inhale comes, it goes. The inhale grows, comes to its end. The beginning of the in-breath comes, and then it goes and fades away. And then the next in-breath happens, and there's a rhythm. And so you try to, so the idea is to stay with the rhythm, with the flow, the wave, ride the wave. Let them, just like you don't want to fixate your eyes on something, but let the eyes kind of just float and just be with it and explore it. So the same thing with the inner eye or the inner sense or feeling of what's happening. It's something different happens if you kind of tune into the rhythm and let the mind kind of naturally flow with the rhythm or ride the rhythm or don't get fixated on anything. And the mind gets fixated on its thoughts. I've been meals come and they go, and I've spent like the last hour before lunch, fixated upon thoughts about food and what's for lunch and why don't they ring the bell now and, you know, lunch is too late and, you know, and I hope they have the whatever, the polenta, you know, and I'm just fixated on it, you know, and it's like something inside is really caught with food and the meaning of food and I have to have food. And so I get fixated and I get stuck there. But if I relax and remember, oh, wait a minute, just now the rhythm, let's just stay with this, let's remember, stabilize here, be here in the body. Where's the rhythm that can support me? And maybe sometimes it's the rhythm of breathing. Sometimes it's the rhythm of, there's a natural kind of pulsing or rocking that the body does that can be phenomenally subtle, sometimes even with a subtlety of, with a heartbeat. And if you do standing meditation, you can feel it even more, this natural kind of rhythm of kind of adjusting and catching ourselves, staying upright without falling, just little micro movements. It's a rhythm of doing that. Even sitting still in a seat, there might be ever so small rhythms that support us to not fixate, but to stay floating, just staying, exploring. And the mind feels so much more comfortable when it's not fixated on something, including fixated on our thoughts, fixated on some emotional concern, or even fixated on something happening in our body. The mind is a beautiful piece of thing that it does so much better when it just can float rather than fixate on something. And it will fixate on something. And I find it lovely to think of there's a rhythm to that. Rather than saying, oh no, oh, now it just went into the fixating part of the rhythm. Now I'm in the thinking part of the rhythm. And my contribution is to contribute to the other side of the rhythm, like a massage, where you have to kind of you squeeze a little bit with the massage and then you let go, and push into the muscles and then let go. And so, okay, the mind has contributed this getting caught in thoughts, and I contribute to letting go of it. And rather than thinking of it as all or nothing, or you're jerking the mind, you're just participating in that rhythm, giving the mind a massage so that the thinking mind, the thinking muscle, can begin to relax. Rather than thinking it's all or nothing or that it's a mistake that you're thinking, just think of it, oh, I'm giving the opportunity for a massage here. Let me participate in this rhythm and the rhythm of coming back in a nice way. And probably soon enough the mind will drift off and then you come back. So we're looking for these rhythms that are here, rhythms of the body. And so for some people, just staying with the rhythm of breathing can be soothing, can be settling, can be stabilizing. For some people, there's another rhythm. It might be the rhythm of just being in your whole body, just feeling the whole body in some ways and just allow the mind not to fixate on anything. Let the mind just kind of in its own kind of drifting way, floating way, just kind of take in the sensations of the body and maybe feel or imagine the global body, the whole body, and then just things float and move and you're just kind of there in the body, kind of taking it in and appreciating the ability of the mind to just float and just take in whatever comes in next and stay for a while in one place and then something else speaks and you go to that. And then sometimes it gets fixated on something. There's, you know, the toe, the big toe, has a little ache, and then uh-oh, I need a doctor. this means it's going to grow, and I must have gangrene, and so then now we fixate it. And this is the fixation rhythm, rather than oh no, it's like okay. This is also, everything's a rhythm. And you could just let nature, take the mind, follow its own course and have gangrene thoughts for the rest of the day. But sooner or later, something else will happen. Maybe lunch will happen and you stop thinking about gangrene. So it's a long rhythm. Or you can help the rhythm out. Some rhythms, you know, need to be helped or something, the massage, right? So, oh, there are those gangrene thoughts. And let me offer the other side. Let me just kind of be with the big toe pain and just roam around in it and feel it, not fixate on it, just kind of be with it for a while and come back from those thoughts and they'll return, then come back. Everything's a rhythm of staying here, staying here, staying here. So an important part of mindfulness is mindfulness of the body. And so either you're able to stay with the breath as kind of the default, the home base. I call it the home base for just coming back to. If you don't know what else to do, just return with to the breathing. But then when the breathing is no longer the compelling thing, if something in your body seems more compelling, then the idea is just to let go of the breathing and have the rhythm of going and being with that for a while and becoming intimate with what's happening in the body. But again, without fixing on anything, just kind of feeling it, roaming it. The classic analogy is polishing a bronze bowl and just taking the cloth and just gently polishing it. So this idea that the attention is never fixed. It's always kind of a little moving. And maybe if it's very difficult, imagine the attention is not a cloth, but imagine attention is a soft cotton ball and just gently tapping your difficult thing. And then when you're with the physical thing for a while, sensations, then come back to your breathing. Or if breathing is not such a good place for you, just kind of roam around. Just stay with different body sensations as they come and float with between them, get to know them. So we'll do a little exercise that some of you have done before. And it's a simple exercise to give you a sense of what's possible in terms of the simplicity of mindfulness of breathing. For those of you who have done this before, you might add to it this really exploration of what it's like to have this attention that floats with where I'm suggesting you put your attention. What it's like to awareness be relaxed and not fixated and just kind of... So to sit with your eyes closed. And gently... take a few deeper breaths to relax in and settle into here. And then bringing your attention into your dominant hand, or whatever hand you're interested in feeling right now. And it's just a simple way, become aware of the sensations of the hand. Maybe aware of the sensations in the palm of the hand. The back of the hand, the fingers, aware of the particularity of the sensations, temperature, warm, cool. Tingling, vibration, pulsing. Weight, heavy or light. Contact of the hand to some other thing, like the other hand or the thighs, feeling the pressure of the contact or the softness or hardness of the contact. And it's not so much that you are watching it, observing it from the control tower, as you're allowing yourself you're allowing the hand to feel itself. You use your capacity to be aware or attentive to make room in awareness in the present moment for the hand to know itself. If you start thinking a lot, it kind of fills the space. It's kind of like then the room becomes full of this voice or images, and so there's less space or room for the hand to be known. The quieter the mind, it's kind of a way of making more room for the hand to be felt. And as you feel the sensations of the hand, see if there can be less fixation and more a sense that your awareness of the sensation more floats. Maybe some sensations it stays with for a while, but it does so softly, lightly. Sometimes it drifts to other places in the hand. Some sensations are pleasant, some are unpleasant, some are more neutral. And the hand probably knows how to leave the sensations alone, just to feel them. The mind might have a rhythm of beginning to think and wander off. And then you have the other half of the rhythm of returning to the hand. So the hand can have its own experience. Maybe free of your preferences, your judgments, your ideas of what should and shouldn't be happening. Whatever is happening in the hand, let it be so. And then in the same way, now move your attention back to the place in your body where it's easiest for you to experience breathing, the sensations of breathing. And without only focusing on sensations of breathing, let your attention be there, roaming around that part of your body where those sensations appear. Might be a small area or a very broad area. Might be your whole torso. And letting that part of your body have its own experience. Let the body experience its breathing on its own. You might have ideas and preferences and judgments about breathing, concerns about it. That's okay. Everything is a rhythm of doing something for a while and then something else. And can you find a way for the attention to float or in the body's experience of breathing? Breathing is allowed to have its own experience of itself. Breathing itself as a rhythm. And to ride that rhythm. Maybe allow, almost like the rhythm massages you. And if the rhythms of the mind involve drifting off in thought, then maybe on the exhale, you can relax the thinking mind. Allow the mind to return to breathing, relaxing into the exhale. And now, I'll suggest that you move your awareness to another place in the body. And when where you move it to, feel that place similar to how you felt the hand. In some ways that might not be a thing that the mind thinks is a neutral place. But if you allow that location in your body to have its own experience, almost as if the mind is neutral about it, it's okay. Look around your body to find some place that's mildly uncomfortable, a little bit of pain that's manageable. There is such a place. In the location where that discomfort is, let the awareness rest there like it rested in the hand. with the awareness floating around, feeling whatever rhythm there is with the discomfort. Whatever rhythm there is with the awareness of it. Sometimes the awareness is more close in and acute. Sometimes it pulls back or gets a little weaker. To the best of your ability, allow that location to have its own experience of itself. With your awareness, returning always to a floating, soft light. Touch that gently roams, moves, feels that area. And if the discomfort goes away, find another place of some mild discomfort and do it there. Welcome to stay with doing this exercise with discomforts or other strength sensations of the body that show themselves. Or you can return to your breathing, centering yourself in the general location where the sensations of breathing are clearest, easiest. And staying with the body's experience of breathing. So you're practicing mindfulness of the body, which is the body's mindfulness. And if anything else speaks up in the body that's more compelling than the breathing, see if you can do this exercise with that area, with that place. If you find yourself thinking, you don't have to be so concerned about what you're thinking about, but you might take a little bit of time to notice the degree of fixation in the mind, the way that there's a contraction or a tightness or a associated with thinking, pressure. And contribute the relaxation of the rhythm between tightening up and relaxing, freeing the mind from fixation, softening, even just a little bit. And perhaps returning to the body. That's also a rhythm, losing touch with the body and coming back to the body. Coming back to the body, breathing. So on the second day of these week-long retreats, we'll often give instructions on mindfulness of the body. And in a sense, we're building a foundation. And you might not understand this in the moment, but over time you'll understand that mindfulness of breathing is a foundation, can be a foundation for mindfulness of the body. Mindfulness of the body is a foundation for a useful way of being mindful of emotions. Mindfulness of emotions and mindfulness of the body together are a useful way of becoming mindful of thinking, which we'll talk about on Thursday. So this is kind of preparing also, it's wonderful in its own right, mindfulness of the body. It's also the more familiar you become with it and kind of start living more in your body today, the more you'll be able to incorporate the instructions on mindfulness of emotions and be more useful for you. And the body is much more than a physical hunk of stuff. The body is alive and is intimately connected to our nervous system, our hormonal system, our cognitive systems, our emotional systems. The body is part of the whole, and in a way, in a Buddhist sense of body mind, is that if you can spend more time kind of living in your body, being embodied, letting your life radiate out of your body, that you're just making your mind bigger. If you lose touch with your body, your mind gets smaller, even though the imagination takes it halfway around the world or into the vast cosmos. You know, you can think wide, but it's actually kind of a virtual reality world, which... But to expand the mind almost, it's almost like because the mind becomes bigger the more you're embodied, because the body is not just the body, it's intimately connected to all this experience of the mind, body together. So to spend time today, staying close to your body, being with your body, being mindful of it, and the rhythm of how things change in your body. It's fascinating to watch the rhythms in the course of the day. And I spend many retreats kind of attentive to the first hint of getting tired, like the kind of tiredness before, you know, leading to sleep. And oh, there it is. Okay, I'm on that rhythm now. From now on, it's more or less going to go more and more sleepy for me. That's how it worked for me. And it was kind of fun to watch those rhythms and just kind of ride it, as opposed to fight it or you know, resist it or judge it. It's okay. And I used to judge my tiredness. I didn't just judge tiredness when on retreat. I had all-out war with being tired, and I thinking that was a failure. I had to fight it and overcome it. And at some point, I learned that that wasn't wise. And it's just the rhythm. Practice with that. Mindfulness of the body when you're tired is fascinating to feel. If you've never really felt the sensations of tiredness in an intimate way, this is your chance. How it feels in your eyelids and your cheeks and, you know, different parts of your body. And wow. It's so interesting. It almost will wake you up. So mindfulness of the body. And there are certainly challenges, lots of challenges with the awareness of the body. The body, it's because it's so connected to so many different systems, it can be challenging. So that's certainly something to talk about with the teachers. And we understand pretty well how that can be. And one of the things that can support this stay of staying close to your body is as you go around the retreat center, travel at the speed of mindfulness of the body. Meaning that just kind of walk around in speed where you feel like you're not losing touch with your body. If you go a little bit too fast across the community hall because it's so exciting to get tea, and you're kind of, you know, thinking out which teas you're going to get and planning, you know, how many grams of sugar to put in your tea, and it's like exciting things to do. And yeah, you realize that you've lost touch with your body. By the time you got to the dining room, you're like, what body? Because it's so exciting in the mind. Then you've gone too fast. So can you stay slow enough so that you stay close? It doesn't have to be dramatic, but just more than usual. Stay close to your body. Know what's happening in your body. Feel the body, stepping, walking. Feel the rhythms of the body as you walk. There's all these rhythms, all these sense, you know, coming and goings of sensations of the feet and the swaying of the body. And stay close to your body. And eventually your mind will love you for it, because you're just actually allowing the mind to become more itself, bigger part of itself, because the mind is completely part of the body. Because the body is much bigger than your thoughts. Whatever you're thinking about is actually a small piece of the universe. the body is a much bigger part of it. So thank you.